Lake Star Building. Good morning. Building and remodeling. So
that is correct. Good
you
morning.
Either put them in or you fix them up, right?
That is correct. We are a family-owned business that specializes in new construction homes as well as the additions and whole house remodeling of existing structures.
How many years have you been doing this?
We've been doing this since 1989, so we've been at it almost 30 years now.
Wow. There's a lot of homes in the Lorain County area that you probably drive by going, I remember that was just a plot of land at some point.
Oh, absolutely. And then there's also the ones that you drive by and you're like, wait a minute, I think I did that one. But so it's been so many years between my dad and I was like, okay, yes, I think we did that one. Yes, we did that one. So, yeah, there's been a lot of projects over the years.
Is there anything about the look of the Lake Star homes that you can kind of spot or things that you add that you are proud of or that really kind of show off what you do?
Well, we try to set it up specifically for each client. We don't necessarily set it up for our tastes. So we work with each client so that when they sit across the table from us and they say, you know what, we'd like a home that we can build our family dreams and our family home around. And so we start asking a couple dozen questions and of course more as the conversations go, that whether they like the modern look, whether they like the old classic or the contemporary looks. So it's a matter of what each particular individual is looking for, so that we kind of customize it to each person's lifestyle at that particular time.
And you have to look at those trends. I know probably you started in 89, you're looking at some of the great rooms or those two open floor plans. Now we're hearing that ranches of one floor building, those are kind of becoming more popular too. Do you see that happening too?
Well, it is, yes, you are correct. The styles change over the years, and that is due to the different people, the different styles, their ages, of course. So as, as people get older, yes, the ranches are becoming a little more popular because you have the baby boomers that are, kind of the main driving force in the cash availability at this point. But then you go into the younger families, they're still liking the two stories because they can get a larger room, size home, larger square footage, gives them a little more extra space for the family to be grow and expand over the years.
You mentioned this has been a family business. How does one start a family business from scratch when it comes to building homes? It seems like a massive task.
Well, yes, you are correct. It's no small task. You gotta think on it. You really gotta plan for it. And especially during the lovely downturn we just had, so many people have gone out of business. But to really take hold of it and decide to do it, you really have to want to be in it, and you really have to love the business. So my father and I decided, I'd graduated college at that particular point, so it was a matter of, okay, do I work for somebody else, or do we just go ahead and try to make it on our own? So that's what we decided, is go ahead and try it and see if we can't make a full lifestyle out of it and give each one of us something to do for a love and a passion that we had developed over the years. So it took a little cash to start it, thankfully, that he was able to put together. And then from there, we've just been blessed that our projects have kept coming and people enjoy our product, and we continue to build today.
The other day we had Jim Vandermark on from Vandermark Jewelers in Elyria, and he talked about how his son had gone off and worked some other jobs and then came back into the family business, and now they have a good relationship. They always have, but a good working relationship as well now, and I assume that's the case with you and your family.
Oh, absolutely. Anyone that does a family business, there's always that intricate underlying factor that families bring to the table. And it can be both a blessing and a curse depending on, the time of day, depending on how it goes. But seeing each other all day long, you get to, you already know the factors of what each one of you is going to do. You can play off each other's strengths at that point and produce a better product for the incoming clients. And so that definitely is a benefit to anybody that does the small businesses and that are family businesses. And so that's, been one of our strengths over the years.
We're talking today with Jeff Hensley, who is the owner with Lake Star Building and Remodeling. You're also a member of the North Coast BIA. That's an important part, really, to get involved with an association like that with all the different trades and other builders, all just sort of that you can kind of compare notes and kind of work together in that sense.
Oh, absolutely. I was president in 2007 and 2008, so I've been through a long history with the Building Industry Association. And thankfully, we are a group that is set up for the building trades and all of the associates that work in this industry. It allows us to work with each other. As you said, it's a place where we can come in and talk with each other, work through some of the particular issues that may be in front of us that particular day or that particular year, whether it be local codes, national codes, or just some of the things that are coming down from the different agencies that do govern our industry. So once we're able to work with each other, we can start talking and say, okay, how do we need to build better? How do we need to fix this in some way? And that allows us to work with each other, develop a new product or a new way or a new code that meets the intent, and then of course delivers a better product for the clients long term, so that they have a longer enjoyable lifetime in their home.
Right. And it also allows people to sort of, as you sometimes focusing on building and designing, maybe there's things that are happening in industry that you're not keeping up on, or there's other people that are more specialized in it that can offer, as you say, maybe better and different ways to do that. When you're doing this sort of thing, is it the designing or the building part that you like the best? What part really
drives
you?
actually, it is both sides of it is very rewarding to me. I do love the design side, because that was part of what I took in college was to handle the business and the design side. So working with each client to develop that new product that they're going to raise their families, or in some cases with the additions, a lot of them are the in-law suites. So to bring a family member back into the home to care for them. So bringing those dreams and those things back into their home is a rewarding scenario. And then, of course, physically getting it built and watching it develop and working with the client and or the children or the family member that's moving back in is something that is rewarding also as well, because now you're actually physically building something and creating something. So when you're done and I can walk away, I'm like, you know what, now we've got a nice, you know, picture perfect addition to the house, or in a beautiful home that was built for this particular family.
Unless, of course, I have changes that I want to make to the design as it's moving through the process, and I want you to add more things.
Well, that's always something that we enjoy. A lot of guys look at that and say, "Oh man, another change order." I'm like, "No, that's just part of the task," because it's hard for a lot of folks to really, you know, conceptualize every piece and part of the project on paper. So as we move through, that's, you know, a lot of the guys are like, "Oh man, I really don't want to change order." I'm like, "Guys, look at it this way. We're developing their dreams, and you know, you want to make it right the first time." So change orders are something that is part of the business, and it can be a hassle depending on when it happens, but most of the time it is a benefit, so that it creates the dream.
They get what they want and they're pleased, and it's not something that leaves a bad taste or a sour feeling for them.
Well, absolutely, because if everything else in the project is perfect and then you turn around and you have this one piece that's just not right for them, that can be aggravating. You know, every time they walk through, they're like, you know, that piece of trim or that particular door or that particular window.
That one piece of trim.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing how one little piece of a cut, and you're thinking, now I will tell you, though, after living in the house for 5 years, you can't remember where that, sometimes you can't find it, or you're thinking, why did I spend hours and sleepless nights worrying about what to do with this thing that I'm never raising my head to look at? But, you know, you can't tell anybody at the time when it's happening that it's
well important. And that's the key is you know, once you get in there, once you're living in the home, those things can either, you know, fade away or they stay very prevalent in your eyesight. So I like to make sure that they're done and so that they look right, and that you know, that eyesight just says, you know what, that's a nice beautiful touch, and it doesn't stick out as a sore thumb for you.
Our guest this morning, Jeff Hensley with Lake Star Building and Remodeling. If you want to get a hold of you, where's a good place, or how's the best place to do that?
Best way to reach us is through our phone number at 440-926-4600. I'd send you to our website, but it's currently down and being rebuilt, so give us another month or so, and that is lakestarconstruction.com. So those would be the two easiest ways to reach us.
Sounds great. Good. And, of course, you can always find it through the North Coast BIA, the North Coast Building Industries Association. Jeff, thanks for sharing a little bit of your time this morning.
All righty. Thank you very much.